We continue our Daf Yomi Iyun topics from this past week on Daf Mem Aleph and Mem Beis in Maseches Bechoros. The Gemara questioned Rabbi Yishmael's halacha in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it says Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Ein loch mum gadol mizeh. That when it comes to an androgynos, we don't have a mum even greater than that. We'll be discussing the concept of androgynos with respect to a human being. But the sugya begins here on Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph and Mem Beis and Maseches Bechoros. And the Gemara wants to know what Rabbi Shimon means when he says, Ein loch mum gadol mizeh androgynos, there's no greater blemish than that. The Gemara says in Mem Aleph and Mem Beis on the top, Boi Rava, my time at Rabbi Shmuel. So what's the reason Rabbi Shmuel holds this way? Mifshat pshitolei androgynos bechor hu umumo imo. Is it that it's so obvious to him that androgynos indeed is a bechor, it's a zachar, it's a male, but there's a mum with it, and therefore no doubt it has the status of an animal with a mum, but it is indeed a zachar. Odilma sapuki misapkele. Or perhaps he had a suffix. He wasn't sure if it's a zachor or not, and therefore is not sure if it's a bechor, because if it's a nekeva, it wouldn't be, have the status of a bechor. V'im timtzei lomar kamar. And he was saying an im timtzei lomar. Im timtzei lomar bechoru, meaning, lu yitzur, let us assuming that it is a bechor, hare mumo imo. Then indeed we would say it has a mum, but he was unsure. And the Gemara wanted to know, l'may nafkamina, so what's the practical difference, whether it was a suffix in his mind or not? L'milka alei mishum yizav avodah. Number one, if it's a suffix, he's not going to get malkos if he takes this animal and shears it or works it. Inami l'mitzvah l'kohen, whether he has the obligation to give it to a kohen. If it's certainly a bechor, certainly a zachar, he would have to give it to a kohen. And if not, it's a suffix, hamotzi mechavero olav araya. So when we speak about androgynos in general and specifically in the context of a human being, we have a machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and the Rush, how we treat the Bechor, whether or not we take this, the status of the, we assume that androgynos indeed is a suffix, or we assume that it's going to be a zachar. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in the 12th Perek Halacha Dalid, Tum trum trum androgynos, harein ain't suffix. They have the status of a suffix androgynos as well. And therefore, nosnim aleim chumre ho'ish v'chumre ho'isha b'chol makom. And therefore, we have to give them the chumros of ish and isha. In most cases, it's the chumros of an ish, that he would be chayv in all mitzvos. Because we have to assume, perhaps he's a zachar, but we're really unsure. And the Rosh, in Yevamos, in the 8th parak, quotes from the Ri, and he says that an androgynos chayovin olav skila mishnei makomos alma dezachar vaday hava. He assumes that an androgynos has the status of a zachar, and therefore the rule of mishkav zachar will indeed apply to him, and we'll explain in a moment what shnei makomos is, but the bottom line is the Rosh holds that it's considered a zachar vaday, it's considered a male. The sugya really begins in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Pei Aleph and Aleph, where we have a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Tanakama, Pei Aleph and Aleph, in Yevamos, androgynos no say, avo lo nisa. What does it mean? Androgynos can act as the male in the marriage, and in fact sounds like it sounds like it is considered an effective marriage. Avo lo nisa means he can't act as the female in the marriage. If the androgynos is the female and accepting kiddushin from a male, lo nisa, that's not effective. That's the Tanakama's opinion, and the Gemara will address this to some extent. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, androgynos chayavin olav skilo kizachar. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, androgynos is indeed a zachar, and therefore you're going to be chayav skilo for any violation of mishkav zachar. It's not even a suffix. No doubt you would get skilo for that. And the Gemara brings a machlokes between Rabbi Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. And we're going to raise a question from this Mishnah. Because Reish Lakish says, Amar Reish Lakish, machilo betruma, ve'in machilo b'chaz of a shok. If you have an androgynos kohen and marries a woman, so the question is, can this woman now eat truma because she's married to a kohen? Can she eat kachim, the chazen shok from shlamim? So Rabbi Reish Lakish says, well, machilo betruma, yes. And the Gemara explains exactly only truma and drabbanon, that a kohen androgynous can feed his wife, but not chazav eshok. Why not? because he has a suffix, whether or not he the Androgynous has the status of a zach or a nekeva. Therefore, it's questionable whether the marriage is effective, and therefore, if this woman may not be actually married to a Kohen, because the Androgynous, her marriage to the Androgynous is not considered a marriage, so then she wouldn't be able to eat Truma Doraisa, and she wouldn't be able to eat Chaz of a Shok. And Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Af Machila B'Chaz of a Shok. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you can even feed her Chaz of a Shok. Obviously, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that the Androgynous Kohen is considered a Zachar, for all aspects, and therefore he can feed his wife, since she's by virtue of the fact that she's married to him, not only truma d'oraisa, and even chaz v'shok, even the parts of the animal of the karban shlomim. So the Gemara raises the question on pei beza mi beza maseches yivamos, a question on Reish Lakish. Because it says, Tanan, Androgynous, no say, the Mishnah said, then Androgynous is permitted to marry, which sounds like it's a din lechatchila, the marriage is effective, Androgynous, as the male, certainly can get married. So the Gemara says, no, Tani imnasa. No, don't look at it as a lechatchila, means, b'dievid, we have to treat them as if they're married. Aivaha no say katani, sounds like it's a lechatchila. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that that when it speaks about nosei, indeed it's lechatchila, and when it says in the Mishnah, and then the Mishnah says lo nisa, which means that as a male, the possibility exists that indeed he's married. But if the Androgynous is the female, they're not married. How would Reish Lakish explain the Mishnah? So the Gemara says that Reish Lakish would argue like this. When the Mishnah says lo nisa, the Androgynous can't act as the female, what does that mean? It means that you can't act as the female at all. Bidi avad, even after the fact. So if that's the case, the Reisha too is after the fact. When it says no say, it doesn't mean no say lechatchila, it means no say, if he gets married, it's bidi avad, we have to treat it as a marriage. So there's no proof necessarily from this Mishnah for Reish Lakish's opinion that we treat an Androgynous as a suffolk, or Rabbi Yochanan, who says we treat it as a zachos. The Gemara now challenges and says as follows: V'hamidik tani sefer Rabbi Eliezer Omer Androgynous chayavin olav skila kizachor. The fact that the Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah on Pei Aleph and Aleph and Yivamos says the Androgynous has the status of a full-fledged male, and therefore there'll be skila for mishkav zachor. Michlal, that implies the Tanakama sapukim sapkele. That it must be, if he's arguing on the Tanakama, then the Tanakama must have had a suffix. And therefore, how do I read the phrase Androgynous nosei? It means b'dieved, but it doesn't mean lechatchila that he's treated as a zachar. So it sounds like the Tanakama, meaning the majority opinion, holds that it's a suffix, which in fact supports Reish Lakish. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion and says, no. Bein lamar mifshat pshitole. No. Both the Tanakam, and this is what Rabbi Yochanan would respond, both the Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer hold that it's obvious that the Androgynous is a Zachar. Ika beinayu skilo mishnei makomos. So then what is the subject what's the crux of the machlokas? The question is, when it comes to Mishkav Zachar, do we assume that one who has Mishkav Zachar with an Androgynous, who we know has Simane Zachar and Simane Nekeva, that's the question. Demar Savar Chayavin Olav Skila Mishnei Makomos. The Tanakama holds that Skila will be given, a person will violate Mishkav Zachar, whether or not he has relations with the Androgynous, whether it's done in a Mishkav Zachar form, or it's even done in a regular, typical Mishkav relations form, because after all, he has Siman and Nekeva. So that passes. So would that be called Mishkav Zachar, if indeed the Siman and Nekeva are involved in the Tashmish? So the Tanakama says yes. Umar Savar Kizachar, and Rabbi Eliezer comes to say no. Chayavin Alav Skila Kizachar. That's what Rabbi Eliezer meant. But the entire, everyone in the Mishnah holds, the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer would agree, and this is Rabbi Yochanan's defense, would agree that in fact the Androgynous is considered a Zachar, no doubt, and therefore the marriage is a marriage no say if he's the male. And he would eat, he would be able to feed his wife, Chaz of Ashok, and Shumid Oraisa, etc. The whole machlokas is, with respect to Mishkav Zachar, how that can be violated. So with that Gemara, it seems that the Rambam understood that Rabbi Yochanan was able to defend his opinion, but Reish Lakish was also able to defend his opinion. And obviously the Rambam paskin like Reish Lakish, that we considered on Jorgonos the Suffolk, and that's the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Dalad, and the Rash in Yevamos, in Perakhes over here, obviously says no. The conclusion of the Gemara was that both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer hold that we consider the Androgynos as a Zachar. Mm-hmm. So now, the question that we need to raise is as follows. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph, Parashas Bereishis, raises an interesting question. It says, mm-hmm. "Vim holid androgynos ubein." Let's say someone had children. He wants to have children. He wants to fulfill the mitzvah as the halacha mandates, like Beis Hillel, a boy and a girl, a male and a female. And what does he give birth to? Let's say an androgynos and a male, or an androgynos and a female. Would we say that he fulfills the mitzvah of Peruravu? So says the Minchas Chinuch, that one would have thought that maybe this depends on the machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam. That according to the Rambam, that the androgynos may have the status of a male or a female. So let's say someone had a male, and then they had androgynos. So you could say, maybe they fulfill the mitzvah misafik, because maybe the androgynos is a female. And let's say he had a female and an androgynos. Well, maybe he fulfilled the mitzvah of peruvu, because the androgynos may be a male. Suffolk in either case. And according to the Rosh, if a person gave birth to a female and an androgynos, he would fulfill his mitzvah, because everyone holds that androgynos has the status of a zachar. And if he gave birth to a male and an androgynos, it would be very clear he has yet to fulfill his mitzvah of peru uravu. However, says the Minchas Chinuch, there's another variable that has to be taken into account, which the Rambam addresses in Hilchos Yibam V'Chalitza Perek Vav Halacha Beis, where the Rambam writes, Ve'elu she'ein lehem zika klal. You want to talk about people who, when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibam V'Chalitza, there's no zika, there's no attachment to the sister-in-law. If after the deceased brother, so the remaining brother who's living, has no connection at all to his sister-in-law, and there'll be no mitzvah of Yibam V'Chalitza if he's a Sris Chama, he's someone with a congenital state of being impotent, the androgynos as well. Why? Mipnei she'enon ru'uyin leleid. They're not fit to give birth. They're not able to have children. They never had an opportunity, a chance, and there was no point in their lives where they were able to give birth. So says the Minchas Chinuch as follows. He says, if a person has now a child who's, let's say, an androgynos and a female, or androgynos and a male, so he says, V'das harambam gankin b'chol makom duhu suffake, right, it's a suffake, mikoma kom l'das harambam perek zayin mihilchus yibam da androgynos ein roi laholit v'chein hi das harif shum. One of the requirements to fulfill mitzvah peru uravu is not just to have a male and a female, but that male and female both have to have the ability to have children of their own. And if one of them is an androgynos, and an androgynos anatomically, physiologically, is unable to have children, so then the mitzvah has not been fulfilled. V'afil ludas hariv harash. And guess what? This would be true even according to the Ri and the Rush. A person has a female and an androgynos. Oh, so there you have. Should be peruravu, because I have a male and a female, because the androgynos has the status of a male according to the Rush. So the answer is no. He says, why? Because even though de pasku da androgynos have a zachar vadai mikomakom ein roi laholid. So there you have it. However, if you look at Tosus in Maseches Yevamos and Af Pei Beis Amid Beis, Dibur Hamaskil Tanan, so there Tosus actually brings the following comment, which is there to explain the Havamin of the Gemara when it says androgynos nosei. What does nosei mean? He has the ability to marry if he's the male nosei. So says Tosus, What could that mean? Va'od yesh lefarish da androgynous nose mashma dechayev lisa. It's not just nose he can, and it would be effective, but he's chayev to. The mifkad apiravirivya, because the androgynous is commanded on peruvu. Now, how could we possibly say the androgynous is commanded on peruvu if he's not roi lahol? So therefore, according to Tosfos, Tosfos would disagree with the Rambam. Obviously, we have to see what's the mitzvahs of the situation. But according to Tosfos, if you now put together Tosfos' opinion, that indeed the mitzvah is that androgynous can give birth, can have children, and you now couple that with the Rosh, and someone now has an androgynous as a child and a daughter as a child, indeed he would fulfill the mitzvah of Peruvu, because the androgynous has the status of a Zachar, and he also has an Akeva as a child, and according to Tosos, he potentially could have children as well, both of them could have children, the son and the daughter, the androgynous and the daughter, and therefore one would fulfill the mitzvah. Aval, im holin androgynos ubein, says the Minchas Chinuch. He had an androgynos and a son, so near a mitzar hasvara, the androgynos mitores bas lo yatsa klal. He says, if you have an androgynos and a bain, so according to the Rosh, there's nothing to talk about, because androgynos and a bain is two boys. But let's say, according to the Rambam, would you say if a person has an androgynos and a bain, would you say that, well, the androgynos is a suffix, that you can have children. Is a suffix that is an akeva, so that would be an akeva. And since you had another male as a son, you mekayim the mitzvah peruvu. Says the Minchas Chinuch, absolutely not. Why not? Because if the androgynos, when we see androgynos, has to be roi laholid, and Tosus says an androgynos is mitzuva al pirivya rivya, it means that he, even if he's a suffix, male or female, only has the status of the male with respect to peruvu. Mitoras bas lo yotza klal. Never, he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah of having a daughter if he has an androgynous. Why? Nihi dihi bas. True. Maybe you'd say maybe she's a daughter. Mikol makom ein roi laholid ki isha meish. It's unable to be molded like a woman from a man. Meaning, when we say an androgynous is roi laholid, it means as a male. Using the male anatomy, he's able. But he's not going to be able to become pregnant, go through gestation, and deliver a child. That certainly is, everyone agrees, is not possible. So it would never, and to say, says the Minchas Chinuch, that because he's roi laholid, he is, let's say, androgynous, it's a suffix, maybe it's a suffix female, and if it's a suffix female, you have a daughter because the androgynous is roi laholid. How is it roi laholid? Like a male. Well, that's not gonna help you. Ach, hu melei deisha kizachar. Okay? So why not? So he's roi laholid, like a zachar, and maybe he's in a keva, so why can't those work together? So says the Ben Chaslinach, that would be absurd. De ben ubas haru'uyim laholid kidera haaretz ba'inon. They have to be able to have children the way people normally do. If you want it to have the status of a daughter, then it has to be able to be roi laholid, like a daughter, like a woman. The kevan d'androgynos eno molid me'ish kishar nekevos nira delo yatza, says the Minchas Chinuch. Right? Not Bevadai and not Mitora Suffolk. Okay, so the only possibility would be if you combine Tosis Shita that an androgynous is Roy Laholid. And you combine that Roy Laholid as a male, obviously. And has the status of a male, so then according to that, a person who has an androgynous and a bas would actually fulfill the mitzvah of Peru or Revu. So far we have two possibilities as to how we view the androgynous, either as a suffix zachar nekeva or as a vadai zachar. Three we've seen in Maseches Bechoros and in other places, maybe the androgynous is a beria bifnei hatzma, but there's a fourth opinion. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, in Perek Beis Halacha Beis, the Rambam speaks about being motzi someone. And what about an androgynous? Androgynous motzi es mino, ve'eno motzi es she'eno mino. He can be motzi another androgynous, but not anybody else, because we don't know what his status is. And the Ravid on that makes the following comment. Androgynous motzi es mino, amar Avram, zehu ledas misha omer, androgynous beriyahu. That's only true if you hold an androgynous as a barrier of the bifnei atzma. Then an androgynous can be motzi in other androgynous. But then, says the Rabbi Avol, l'mi she'omer chetzio zachar hu, according to the one who says that an androgynous is half male, that's something we haven't seen yet. Eino motzi lois mino v'lo she'eino mino, can't be motzi anyone, not his min and not anybody else. Ke'ein mi she'chetzio eved chetzio ben chorin. Like a person who's a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin, that's what we would view the androgynous. So according to the Rive, there's this fourth shita. Not that it's a suffix, male or female. It's either all male or it's all female. We just don't know. And not that it's a berevipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipipip Yes, and the Minchas Chinuch says, well, would you say that if a person has an androgynos, maybe we could say misafek, he fulfills the mitzvah of Peruva with the one person? Says, obviously not. Ludas arrived, Perik beis mehilchus shofar, an androgynos lav safeku. It's not a safek. Elachatzi zachar v'chatzi nikeva kamochatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin ayin shom im nomar diyachol laholid. So now, assuming it's able to have children, Gamkin also, so Mikoma comes there, Vadai ain't Svara, the name of the androgynos Levad, Yatze Dechova, so, right, Havele Bein Ubas, now can't be, say you have a son and a daughter in one, the Hagzeres Hakasafu, Sheilo Shine Gufim, Sheruim Laholid, it's two bodies that have to be Roy Laholid, each one independently, Vizeu Raf Guf Echad, Ach, Im Holin Androgynos Ubas, let's say you have androgynos and a bas. Right, so the Efshra Diyotza, maybe it's your Yod, say the Androgynos, who's Zachar Vadai, Gamkein, V'roi Laholid, as we've discussed, so then Vadai Yotza Yidei Chovaso. Very nice. Avol, Achim Yeshlo Bein, V'Androgynos, even though the Androgynos is Roy Laholid, and it's a Vadai Bas, as we explained before, it's not Roy Laholid as a Bas, and therefore that's not going to be effective. So, once we come to this conclusion, there's an interesting comment of the Noda B'Yehuda, in Maharuda Tinyana, Evan Ezra Siman Aleph, where he quotes from the Rambam, who says that not that an androgynos is no say, because we understand the Rambam wouldn't say that. The Rambam holds it has the status of a suffix. Only the Rush would say androgynos no say, but the Rambam says mutter lisa, not that it's a chiyuv or a mitzvah lisa, but mutter lisa. So then he says, "Ulechein nira lanuyus daiti shemutol olinisa." Yes. So then an androgynos can get married. So imagine you have under the chuppah, you have an androgynos getting married to a female. So now I want to know, what's the halacha? Birchas erusin, birchas nesuin. Amnam says the Noda B'Yehuda, "Habrachos lo yivarchu." Don't make the brachos. Ki eino mitzvah lisa, rak mutter lisa. It's not a mitzvah, but it's mutter, and therefore brachos should not be said. Uchenemar leil, v'lo shayich aso. Now you say, hold on one second. But what if the androgynos is a zachar? Again, this is according to the Rambam, according to the Rush, presumably, androgynos marrying, again, under the chuppah, you'd make a sheva brachos, you'd make a make birchas erusin, he's a zachar, she's an akeva. That's perfectly okay. According to the Rush, you make all the brachos. In fact, according to the Rush, where when you make the brachos, birchas erusin, when would you make them? According to the Rush, we know it's the birchas shevach v'hodah, as you have at the beginning of Ksuvos, that Rush, because marriage is that mitzvah, peruvu is the mitzvah, and indeed he's mitzuval peruvu, assuming you put together that tosvos, and the brachos will be said after the fact, after the kiddushim. That's the Berchas Erison. Of course, the Berchas, the Sheva Brachos as well, will be afterwards. So now, maybe we should say, says the Noda B'Yehuda, V'lo shayach le'asur d'shemar zachar hu, v'im kein chayav levarech, v'kala b'lo bracha asura. So says the Noda B'Yehuda, interesting. According to the Rambam, maybe we should say like this. Maybe the androgynous, maybe he shouldn't get married. Why? Because, or if he gets married, we should make brachos anyway. Because maybe he's a zachar. And the rule is, a kala below bracha is asura labayla. So, how could they, if he's a zachar, then you need brachos for them to be able to be married. So says the Noda B'Yehuda, brachos anama akev in that fashion. The kanshi ef shar levarech ein habrachos makvos. Right? That wouldn't be an issue. And therefore, we come to the conclusion that Kevan she mitzvah levarech asura lo below bracha. That's what one would have thought. Since it's a suffix forever, it's not the suffix they'll be able to figure out, so therefore there's nothing to wait for, we would allow them to get married without a bracha. According to the Rambam, as we know, we treat the Birchas Erisin as a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore we make the bracha prior, we would have made that bracha prior to the marriage. According to the Rambam, there is no bracha at all. So what we've seen is really four opinions as to how to treat the Androgynos. The Androgynos is a suffix according to the Rambam. According to the Rosh, the Androgynos is a Vadai Zachar, which seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara in Yevamos and Afpei Beis Amid Beis. It's a simple understanding of the Gemara. The Rambam says not that we can still follow the opinion of Reish Lakish that it's a suffek. And then we have the Beria Bifnei Atzma possibility. According to the Ravid, the idea of a Chatzi, Chatzi Zocher, Chatzi Nekeva, just like a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, as a fourth Shita. Would there be brach? Can a androgynous get married? According to the Rambam, it's mutter. According to the Rush, perhaps there would be a chiyuv. Of course, that's all taking into account the comment of Tosus and Pei Bezim and Bezim Yevamos. Then an androgynous, no say means chayiv lisa, because he has a mitzvah of Peru Uruvu.